بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أبي الدرداء رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من حفظ عشر آيات من أول سورة الكهف عصم من الدجال في رواية من آخر سورة الكهف رواهما مسلم As Abu Darda radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, one who memorizes the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf, he'll be protected from Dajjal. Another narration says, the last 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf. In this hadith, we have been exhorted to memorize the first 10 verses or the last 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf, which begins in the 15th para and finishes in the 16th para. You know, there's great importance attached to reciting Surah Al-Kahf on a Friday. So that's a separate hadith. So from various ahadith, we understand sometimes the hadith says the person who recites Surah Al-Kahf, and in this particular hadith, the one who memorizes not the entire Surah Al-Kahf, but whoever memorizes the first 10 verses, or the last 10 verses, he'll be protected from Dajjal. Dajjal, the fitna of Dajjal, every Nabi warned his people about Dajjal and the trials of Dajjal. Allah Ta'ala will give Dajjal some supernatural feats and strength and power and miracles that he will perform, in which he will mislead people and take them towards Jahannam. And description of Dajjal has been given in various ahadith. Inshallah, some other occasion will explain that. But here in this hadith, if a person wants to be protected from Dajjal, then he must learn either the first 10 verses or the last 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf. Allah Ta'ala will protect him from Dajjal. In Surah Al-Kahf, the tafsir we did many years ago, we find that those seven boys who sought refuge in the cave after a tyrant ruler was going to kill them, Allah protected them from the evils of this king, from this tyrant king. So here a person who memorizes Surah Al-Kahf, the first 10 verses or the last 10 verses, he'll be protected from the fitnas of Dajjal. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما بينما جبريل عليه الصلاة والسلام قاعد عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سمع نقيضا من فوقه فرفع رأسه فقال هذا باب من السماء فتح اليوم ولم يفتح قط إلا اليوم لليوم. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma says that whilst Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he heard a sound, a very heavy sound above him, he lifted his head and he said, This is a door of the sky which has been opened today and which was never opened before. A door of the sky has been opened today, it was never opened before. فَنَزَلَ مِنْهُ مَلَكٌ An angel descended from it. فَقَالَ هَذَا مَلَكٌ نَزَلَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ لَمْ يَنْزِلْ قَطُّ إِلَّا الْيَوْمِ Then Jibreel tells Rasulullah this is an angel that has descended to the earth and he has never come here before, but today. So this is the first time this angel has descended. فَسَلَّمَ And he made salam. وَقَالَ And this angel said, أبشر بنورين أوتيتهما لم يؤتهما نبي قبلك فاتحة الكتاب وخواتيم سورة البقرة لن تقرأ بحرف منها إلا أعطيته رواه مسلم. And the angel then said, bear glad tidings, bear witness of two lights which you have been given and no messenger before you was given. So he's giving bashara to Rasulullah from Abshir, yani accept glad tidings of two lights which you have been given and no other messenger before you was given. What are these two lights? The opening chapter of the Quran, that is Surah Al-Fatiha, and we discussed this in a few hadiths previously, Surah Al-Fatiha, and the final verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, which we mentioned even last week, the virtues of both these surahs. So these two surahs have been mentioned in this hadith as Nurain, two lights. No other Nabi was given these surahs. Then the angel says, you will not recite a single letter of them without being granted them. That is the reward. And in this surahs, there are dua, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. You're asking Allah Ta'ala for hidayat, so Allah will grant us the hidayat. In this surah, Surah Al-Baqarah, the end of the Surah Al-Baqarah, we're asking Allah Ta'ala not to take us to task for the sins that we have committed. We are asking Allah, wa'afu anna, waghfir lana, warhamna, O Allah, forgive us, have mercy upon us. So these are du'as that come in these verses, and when we read these du'as, then Allah Ta'ala will grant us these du'as. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, 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 hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah.